So it's Genesis chapter 39 and verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from that time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favoured. Amen. May the Lord bless to us this reading from his word. I've decided today that I want to just limit our thoughts to a few verses at the beginning of Genesis chapter 39, because I want to try to leave with you just one main lesson, and I want us to notice the first six words of verse 2. Genesis 39 verse 2 says, "And the Lord was with Joseph." That little phrase might take us a bit by surprise. Here's a young man that was hated by his brothers. A youth who was thought to be dead by those that he loved, who had been sold to slave traders, transported to a foreign land, resold without any rights into the service of a prominent Egyptian, and put to work for someone else's benefit and for someone else's prosperity. And someone might say, what? With all that's going against Joseph, how can we say that the Lord was with him? Well, we can say that the Lord was with him because the Bible says that the Lord was with him. In fact, it repeats the fact that the Lord was with Joseph in order that we might be reassured of that truth. And therefore, it is true, and it ought to cause us to reflect a little bit on how we weigh and consider what happens in our lives. It is true that Joseph was hated by his brothers, but more importantly, he was loved by God. It is true that Joseph was thought to be dead by those he loved, but he was alive and God was with him. It's true that he was a slave and far from home, that he was owned and possessed by another person, but he was possessed of the Lord. It's true that this person made him work for him, but despite all that, Joseph lived in the company and in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord was with Joseph. God Almighty, the creator of this world, the upholder of all things, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, was friend and companion to this young Hebrew slave in Egypt. And for the sake of God's covenant promise to Abraham, and to Isaac and to Jacob. God blessed this young man. God preserved him in Egypt, in that foreign country. And God prospered him despite his lowly position as a slave. So all things that we might think about, all the examples that we might quote, whether it's in Joseph's life or looking at our own lives and say, oh, that's terrible, oh, that's awful, oh, I'd hate for that to happen to me. All of those things take on a different complexion, a different appearance when we see them in the context that the Lord was with Joseph. And I want us to remember that. I want you to remember that. If the Lord is with you, no matter the circumstances in your life, good will come of it. It must. Because all things work together for good to them that love God. So that if we love God and if God loves us, we shall see his good hand even in the hardest, most difficult circumstances of our life. As I read those verses through, as I was thinking about what I was going to say and preparing some thoughts, I thought of David's psalm in Psalm 23 that I'm sure you're familiar with. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means I won't lack for anything that I need. He goes on to say, the psalmist, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. What a blessed thing to have the Lord with us, so as to prosper, like Joseph prospered, in all that we do. In the next few weeks, God willing, we are going to read about some terrible things that happened to Joseph. That's a kind of trailer. You're going to have to come back to hear what those might be. But things, I believe, will cause us to shake our head and wondering, how is that possibly prospering in this life and in this world? But every step of the way, the Lord was looking after Joseph, looking after his friend and his follower. Joseph was always safe. Joseph was always blessed because the Lord was always with him. And I wonder, do you think that it would be good to know that the Lord was always with you in the way that Joseph had the Lord with him? Maybe you wonder how you might know that the Lord is with you. Well, let me tell you. You know by faith. You believe it by faith. And faith is God's gift that enables us to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and believe what he says and believe what he has done, what he's accomplished. And if we trust the Lord, it is because God gives us faith to do so. And then when the Lord says, lo, I am with you always, we take him at his word by faith. We believe him by faith. And even though we do not always feel it to be so, as Joseph undoubtedly had hard times and difficult times and sad times and frustrating times and great disappointment, nevertheless, by faith, we are able to say, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May the Lord bless these thoughts to us.